This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, if you listened to our program last week, you know that we began a brand new series from the Old Testament book of Joshua. Last week we looked at chapter 1. Today I just want to read a few verses from Joshua 2 about a woman named Rahab, one of the most famous women of all the Bible, who's also referenced in the New Testament. It goes like this: Then Joshua secretly sent two spies into the land, especially Jericho. They went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab: "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land." But Rahab had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, "Yes, the men did come to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them." But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Now here's the key part I want you to hear. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up to the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you." And then she says this: "Our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you, for the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below."
What a story, what a dramatic story. You could see this portrayed in a film where the two spies are hidden by Rahab. And you say, why would the spies go there? That was the best place to get lost, was in an inn, a public inn. She probably did run an inn as well. And so they were trying to hide and to be undercover, so to speak. And it's there that she comes to the spies and says, "Not only do I know who you people are, I know who your God is. And your God is the real God." You need to know, folks, how dramatic that was for Rahab to live in what would be called a pagan culture, worshiping idols that would offer sacrifices of their children to a pagan deity. And she comes along and says, "I know that your God is the real God." The most important moment in Rahab's life is when she acknowledged God as God, and I'll talk about that in a minute. I want to talk about Rahab. The title is also the outline. Rahab, a woman with a past, a problem, and a promise. That's the outline as well as the title. Rahab had a past. So do you, and so do I. If you're an adult, I want to make an announcement for you today. You have a past. You know that, don't you? Every man, every woman that's an adult has something in their past that they're not proud of. Something that's happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe longer. And we all come to the Lord with a past. I have yet to meet the man or woman who said, "Well, I have nothing in my past that I need to ask forgiveness of." I haven't met that person yet. If you know someone, I'd like to meet them. Introduce them to me. But I have yet to meet that person. We all come to the Lord with a past. But I want you to notice what the New Testament teaches in Corinthians, that if any man or woman is in Christ, get this, they are a new creation. Do you realize the import of that statement, to say that if any man or woman is in Christ, they are a new creation? You know what that means? They don't have a new concept of living. They don't even have a new mindset. They are a new creation. They're a new entity. They're totally different from within, changed by the power of the living God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.